Blog Talk Radio.
With you about the Safe Reentry Program and the Clean Air Project. We have with us Dr. Mel Butler, but before we go to him, we always do open up the show with a reading from Daily Motivation to African American Success, written by Mr. Dennis Kimbrough, who is also the author of Thinking More Rich, a Black Choice. The reading for the day goes like this. One tenth of the folks run the world. One tenth watch them run it. And the other 80% don't know what the hell is going on. Dick Henry, Jr., and all industrial. Charles Clinton Spaulding, super salesman and founder of North Carolina Mutual Life Insurance Company, was asked what it took to get to the top. Same thing it takes to succeed in anything. Understand, he replied. Hard work and determination. But most important, you got to hustle. Those who make things happen or share this quality, they all hustle. No matter how intelligent or able you may be, if you don't have a sense of urgency or the initiative to exploit the potential and put forth an effort to realize your goals, you will fall short of your mark. You got to hustle. The world is full of highly competent men and women who honestly intended to accomplish great dreams but fail prior to indifference and idleness. The accomplishments seldom match those of less talented people who are blessed with drive, ambition, and energy. There is no substitute for hustle. What is hustle? Hustle is doing something that everyone else is certain cannot be done. Hustle is getting the sale because you got there first or hung on as others gave up. Hustle is burning the midnight oil. It's blood, sweat, and tears. Hustle is missing lunch. Hustle is getting the customers to say yes after he or she has said no. Hustle is believing in yourself when no one else does. Yeah. Hustle is winning and encouraging others to win. Hustle is heaven if you're a hustler, and hell if you're not. Hustle is the only way you will reach your dreams. Today, I will wear out the shoe leather and hustle towards my Texas. And that's our reading for today. And we're here today with Dr. Mel Butler. And what we want to do is we want to talk about the Safe Reentry Program and the Clean Air Project. Because some of you told me you were going to call in. You wanted to hear information about that. So with no further ado, we'll bring on Dr. Butler. Dr. Butler, the floor is yours.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Jahi. Good to be here. Thanks for the invitation again. And again, I want to commend you on doing a great job and having the patience to stay in there with these new businesses. And I don't know if people realize what a jewel they have in having a person of your caliber be there for the questions that they may have in starting a new business, because you're doing one of the greatest services that a new business needs. If you can control your money, then you can control your life. So I hope that all the people that are listening to the show, when they hear it, they can refer other people to you. Because you know that's what it's all about. When you talk about helping people, when you talk about people putting all into what they're doing, that means that you include the people that are around you. It's been once said that you don't have to be a smart person, but you should surround yourself with smart people that are as smart or smarter than you. So I hope that everybody during this time of the year, tax time for small businesses, that they are taking the services and finding out what you can do besides, say, prepare the tax form. There are a lot of other things that, of course, you can do for your clients. You know, it's been a crazy, crazy week, and so many things are happening out here. I had a lady call me and say that she really felt like she was living in another time. I said, what do you mean, though? What do you mean living in another time? She said, well, so much is happening that they have made lying become something that people, if they don't hear a lie, then they don't believe the truth. I said, what? She said, yeah. She said, I have friends that are listening to Donald Trump and really trying to do what he says to do. And I said, well, did they ever fact check to see if he ever did anything that he said he would do? You know, it's just a day. I said, if they really think that he's good and Biden has let us down. I said, well, let me tell you something. You're relatively new in business. One of the first things you need to know in business is that you should be able to take control. It's like the dolphin Miss Carter said, that control. He always thought about control, because that's what he needed to protect, being in control. If he was in control, then he knew his destiny was going to work out always. So I say to people on this line, this time of year, when you're talking about elections and talking about people, they have made it so popular that a person can lie and people will buy the lie and accept it. So to all the new businesses on here, you are in control. And so therefore, you should be seeking out information, seeking out resources, but you always have to be in control, because the ultimate decision comes down to you. And I want to talk a little bit today, Javi, about those people that have been in business maybe more than 2 years and they have owned private practice. Hopefully they know that if they started as a private, as they make money, it would behoove them maybe to change the classification of the company.
We got a couple calls on the line. Come back to that point.
All right, let's I'm sorry, you want me to continue or you want to take the call?
We'll take the call.
All right, let's
call. Call 443-835-8903. You're on the air. Question or comment?
I'm on the here. This is Paulette. I am on the air listening to what's going on. Hi to Dr. Butler and you, please. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, Paulette, I'm glad you could call in. I'm really glad you could call in. I tell you what, I've known Pauline for quite some time, and she's been really a successful business. Pauline, won't you tell our listeners, these new businesses and people that are on the line, a little bit about yourself and where you came from, and I know that you grew up with the person that most people on the phone would know about. But tell us a little bit about you, and I want to welcome you to the panel.
Okay, this is Dad calling in.
Go ahead, Dr. Martin. This is Tad calling in.
Tad, Paulette.
Oh, Paulette, yeah. Did you hear me? I said, go ahead and tell the people about you and, you know, where you're from. Tell them where you're from and tell them a little bit about what you do.
Okay, I'm from Jamaica, Kingston, Jamaica.
And who did you grow up with in Kingston?
Well, I grew up with Bob Marley.
Yeah, I'm sure our listeners want to know a little bit about that connection and a little bit about you and your sister.
Oh, we used to go to church with Bob Marley, 12 tribe of Israel, and knowing Biggie when he was a baby. Knowing most of the kids, you know, when they were babies, and we used to watch Bob going into the studio to make his music. He and Peter Tosh and all of those singers, and we used to laugh with him.
And I know you guys have a skill. It's something that you want to bring to all of our people. I know that you were in the restaurant business, right?
Yeah, I was in the restaurant business from 19. I came here in 1976 and started my business in New York in 1980, and up until 1995, I went to Philadelphia. I came to the United States of America at 1976. Started my business restaurant in New York, 1980. Then I went to Philadelphia, 1986. Then I came to Baltimore, 1995, and finished and stopped doing my business in 2010. Restaurant in town.
Yeah, and people know you guys.
Travel.
It's a little bit lower.
And you had a construction company too. Didn't you do something in the construction business?
Yeah, I was in a construction business too.
And you have a sister that's just like you. Right?
Yes, we are.
Well, you know, I wanted you to call and be on this call. I'm really glad that you called. Because do you have any advice? Well, before I do that, you guys are always doing something and reaching out and working with the community. And I think you're getting ready to work on a project where you do the best Jamaican cooking in the whole United States. And most people from the Caribbean, they know you guys as what? Pit and pot.
Yes, I do.
So, and aren't you going to be starting a class teaching people how to cook Jamaican food?
Yes. At first, I would like to teach them, like the kids, for home economics, mm-hmm. like cooking food, how to prepare their homes.
I think that's a good thing to do. That's a real good thing to do. And I know that, one, you guys are always connected with the community, and I know you've worked with some people on the campaign. Who are some of the people that you and your sister have worked with? Can you tell us so that people can see that not only should they be invisible, but they should get active in the community? But can you tell us a little bit about what you do on the political side also?
Go ahead, Dr. Butler. They're breaking up. What you said, please?
I would say, can you let the people know what your political work has been, some of the people that you have worked with on their campaign?
Well, I'm with the Jamaican Association of President Ricky Nugent, and I do a lot of going around to be with Obama up in Pennsylvania. We've been with Elijah Cummings. We've been with Shirley Nathan Pullum. We've been all with the Democrats, even with Bill Clinton at the time. Governor Malley, all of that. Brandon Scott, all of them.
Okay. Yeah, well, you guys are well-known in the community. Now, when you do the class, the cooking for the children, how old do you want them to be, and how would a person find out if you start that class? Would you come back on our show and let people know? How old should they be?
They could be anywhere from 10 years old right up to, you know, whatever age they want to.
So that means that you would have from preteen all the way up to teenagers, young adults.
Teenagers, elderly, adults.
But you know, a question that I have always wanted to ask, because I know you and your sister and everybody that I've met in the Caribbean, they come to America and they're very, very hard working. Some people have 2 and 3 jobs, and even like you, sometimes it's
maybe
10 and 12 jobs a day. Go ahead. What were you going to say? Go ahead.
No, I said maybe I have 10 jobs. Always said 10.
Jamaican,
always 10 jobs, yes.
Whoa, 10 jobs. We got people in America don't want one job. That alone, 10 jobs.
That's what you call workmanship.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Totally dedicated.
Yes, we are.
You both can talk. I mean, tell us, okay, tell your partner to talk too. Who is with you? Is it Miss Miller? Who's with you?
No, Miss Miller is not here right now. She's not
Who
on the line right
voice?
Now. It's
this
my
is Janice.
Voice.
This is Janice from Rocky Mount. Giving her props about that working.
Okay, okay.
Dr. Bill Butler.
How you doing today, Janice?
I'm well.
They just put everybody on the line, huh? One time. Well, you
I
can tell us.
I forgot to mute myself out. I was just after her. So in job.
Well,
Jen,
that's
one
okay.
Gets you, huh, Jen?
Yeah.
That one gets you.
But you know, that's an interesting thing, you know, because there are people in countries that are not as blessed as we are. They can hardly have even one job, and they come here, and people realize the opportunity in America, and they take advantage of that opportunity. They have a job, and they take another job, and they don't mind hard work. There was a time in this country where we didn't mind working hard either, but for some reason, that's kind of worn off. But Janice, since you're on the line already and you are busy speaking, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, and I am an entrepreneur, and I've owned my beauty salon in the beauty industry for 30 years, around about 30 years. And I've just enjoy the entrepreneurship world, and I don't know, I have one daughter, 3 granddaughters, and still working today and enjoying it. And I just come up on the call to be connected with other like-minded people of entrepreneurs. And then listening to what's going on in politics and other avenues of the world. Yep.
Well, one thing, you know, you can always tell people by their actions, not so much by what they say. And I definitely want to tell our listeners that you, Jimmy, and of course, Paulette, I've worked with you guys, I guess, close to 10 years now. But Janice has shown me that she definitely is a true professional. She's very thorough in what she does and has a keen eye for things that other people might not even notice. But she is right in there, and I know that she's going to be very instrumental as we move on into the future, because I'm glad it was two ladies, because I want to share this. Did you ladies know that in every state, they now generally have a woman-owned, what do you call it, department. There's a department of women, and well, out of the Commerce Department, but it can be found at your mayor's office or your Chamber of Commerce office. And there's money there. There's money there. Can you ask? Janice, can you guys still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, because it looks like my phone is crazy. Looks like somebody's trying to call me. I didn't want you guys to be cut out. So I guess if I don't answer, they'll know that I must be on the phone. But I was saying that there's a women's bureau in every city. It comes under the Commerce Department. And they are looking for women to give them free resources. And you can join them, and then they will help you find open jobs that they are trying to give money to women for. I wanted to say that in the program before I got too far away. And you might want to write that down. All you got to do is call your mayor's office or call your department, your Chamber of Commerce, and they can tell you how you can connect with the Women's Bureau. Now, they have grants, they have resources, and they can put your name on a list of different projects or monies that are coming down from the federal government. So I think that might be helpful, because we do get a lot of ladies calling in on these calls, and we try to pass that information on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Butler.
You're welcome. Paulette?
Yes, Dr. Butler, I'm right here.
Yeah, you have a twin, Pitt and Pot. When you talk to people and you say the name Pitt and Pot, they know who you're talking about. I used to say,
right.
I know Pauline and Paulette, and they say, who? I said, Pitt and
right.
Pot. Oh, Pitt and Pot. They know
yes,
Pitt and Pot. And you guys know Ziggy. Bob Marley did the movie, One Brother.
Yes, it is.
Ziggy is his son, right?
Yes, yeah, Ziggy is his son. Ron Marley is his son.
But Ziggy is the one that produced the movie, One Love?
Yes, Ziggy's the one that does it.
But is it true that Bob Marley, before he started the movement, he started because, didn't he have cancer?
Well, I'm not sure on that one. I don't know if he did.
Yeah,
I think
he did. I think that's when he decided that he belonged to the people and that he would start doing things for the people. And, of course, they tried to kill him, right?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Because he was a loving person.
Yeah, everybody loved him. And they knew about him all over the world. They still know him.
Yes,
and
they do. Still.
Everybody knows the song. I even know about three lines of it. That's it. I don't know any more than that. I sing the same three lines over and over and over.
Even Rowan Marley, yes. Me too. That's our friend, our best friend's son.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you talked about that man named Nugent.
Yeah,
Mr.
Ricky Nugent is our president for the Jamaican Association.
Jamaican Association. Well, let me ask you a question. What do you think the difference is from people that say come from the island and they go in different business, and here in the United States, sometimes People don't want to take the chance to go into business. They build the whole community.
Yeah, but it all depends. Sometimes maybe people might care. They don't know any resource, you know, so they sit back and just do what they feel like doing. But I was a kid that I always, coming up, I always want to be my own business person. So I used to kill chicken when I was young, and maybe I was about 12 years old, keeping a little shop. Never pay me. They used to pay me marbles. Give me marbles for money.
I wouldn't last long either.
So I always want to, you know, be my own boss. You know, be my own boss all the time.
Do you remember where I met you and your sister? Do you remember when we first met?
You want to remember? You want to remember when?
I remember. Do you remember the first time that we met?
I think it was at the meeting we was.
Yes, it was. Yeah, what kind of meeting?
I think it was at them. I remember if it's not Brandon Scott, not them. Where was this meeting?
No, it was a meeting for the state.
Right, downtown,
Yes, and you had your sister and two other ladies.
Yes, it was a woman menagerie meeting.
That's right. That meeting, and you guys were running around yelling to people that you were going to go looking for business, all four of you. I remember.
Yes, I do. It's a long time, Dr. Butler.
I know, but I still remember because that took a lot of nerve. Most Americans would not do that. You guys were happy, and you were skipping and up and down the aisle saying that you were looking for businesses to invest in.
Yes, we did.
Yep. And you make the best Jamaican food that I have ever tasted. And so I'm hoping that somebody on this line would either, even as adults, can't adults learn how to cook those good meals too? Jerk chicken and
yes,
all that.
Oh, yes, they do. Yes, I do. Yes, they do.
So you would be able to do that and teach people how to cook it so they can do the oxtails and all that kind of stuff. But a lot of people like to believe it. They
yes,
love that
I
thing.
Do.
And so
yes,
being an entrepreneur, you would recommend that people do what? You too, Jen. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I said that if they wanted or whatever, whenever time we set it up, you know, they could call in and we could give information, you know, we could teach them if they want to attend a class or whatever. So, you know, it would be open for anyone, any age.
That's good. Well, maybe you can come on the show as you get ready to do it. I know you're going to be doing some events that with us that we would be doing, and maybe you can always come back on the air and tell people when you're taking maybe reservations for people that want to learn. I think we can do that. And
we're going to do some catering too.
Yes, yeah, you're catering to different events and affairs. I think that's good. Miss Young, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Janice, you're right down there in that Rocky Mount area.
Mm.
And
yes.
What about the people down there? You're in an area where, of course, they could use some jobs. And you're not that far from North Carolina and in that area. And you said you're an entrepreneur, but I don't think people know what kind of entrepreneur are you now.
Say that again.
I said,
what
type
of
entrepreneur? Right. People don't know what you do. You said you're an entrepreneur, but you do what? Now?
Yeah.
I know you do entrepreneur.
I said that. I said I'm a hairdresser. I'm a hairstylist.
Right.
I own my own beauty salon. Yes.
I don't know if I told you that with some sort of hair show here in Baltimore. That was a big hair show here last week. Did you know that?
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, there was.
I mean, so a lot of hair shows. Do you do a lot of hair shows?
Not as much as I used to. Probably because I'm older.
Nobody gets old, Jen. Jen is not old. You just get mature, okay?
Yeah,
no old
yeah,
is
that's
in your
right.
mind. You just only get mature, okay? Old
okay.
is no good. No good. Because I know you're moving around.
Since I've got more mature and younger, I haven't freaking doing the show since COVID, but I enjoy them, and
okay.
I still participate in them, but I just didn't go to the one in Baltimore, though.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
They're always full of good information, and always up to date, and I enjoy the camaraderie with different kind of entrepreneurs in our field.
Good.
You just recently had a trip to Baltimore, and you met some people that's doing a special project. You want to tell us about that? Didn't you meet some people just doing a project?
The reentry program that Dr. Mail is doing, I met a lot of people that actually was using a lot of businesses that were actually using the product and had great reviews. A restaurant, a daycare, community building that's revitalizing, remodeling to bring more minorities into the community of Baltimore. Even individuals that work in the facility of the rebuilding of Baltimore, the community center. What was the name of that community center, Dr. Mail?
It was the Langston Hughes Resource Center.
Langston Hughes Resource Center, uh-huh. and they had their product there. And also the young lady that ran the place, she said she even has something at home, and it's the titanium lamps, lights that Dr. Mill has introduced us to. And just hearing good news about the product that Dr. Mill's program is going to be working with and opening up jobs in the community, and not only his community, hopefully in Rocky Mount area, we'll be able to present jobs here too. But overall, it was a great visit. It was a very great visit, and it was productive, and it showed me that the product he introduced me to was doing a lot of its work. It was working. So I'm just looking forward to using the product myself, and also bringing the product here to Rocky Mount, North Carolina. I think it's a new innovative product, but I think it'll do a world of good in our society as a whole.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And you made a great mark on people, Janice, because we went to with the Reverend Carter and his wife that are opening up a transition building where they will be taking in some people that have been incarcerated and sort of putting them on a brand new life. But they had really done it so far on their own money. And the place looked so nice. I was so impressed by it. It was my first time there. And, of course, you being with us and you guys had a good conversation. So they were able to see how programs that we get involved in and people on the line, if they don't speak up, we can never know how we might be able to help them. And I know a lot of people say, well, they want to hear what we have to say. And we, of course, want to hear what they have to say. because we can't help them unless we know what it is, what the dream is. And that shows us that you can dream anything and can make it happen. Because they already have that the first six tenets. And these are people that have been in jail and incarcerated. And that they are coming out to a new world. They've been in so long. Some of them have been in so long that they don't know what a cell phone is or how to use it. They certainly don't know what a metro system is like. Like when they went in, they didn't have the lines like they have in D.C. and the transportation like you have here in Baltimore. So we don't think about that. Those people that have been incarcerated 25, 30, 35 years, when they come out, it's totally different. But I think one of the good things that we saw when we went to this place was the building that they have for the people coming out. They will be almost shocked when they go in that building because it's so nice. For a person coming out of incarceration, they put a lot of thought into it and fixed it up so that all the modern conveniences that they would have, that it should build their confidence when they walk through the door. And I think it's a six-month program that they'll be exposed to different opportunities and different students, so that by the time that month, 6 months is over, they can go out, get a job, and be on their own, and they will be replaced by 6 weeks. I thought that was a good idea. And, of course, the wish is to have this continue all over the state of Maryland and outside. So there are always things that people can do. And then I want to applaud you, Danny, because you didn't have to, but I know that you took the opportunity to help them out by making a contribution to them that they didn't even ask for, that you on your own did that. And I know that they were very, very thankful that you were willing to participate. And, folks, that's some of the things that can happen once you get involved in our reentry program. So it's not a program that we just want you to say, buy something. It's a program that we hope will become a movement. In other words, that it can expand and that you can be a part of that expansion.
Have a nice day. Thank you.
That you will be part of that expansion. And you have learned so much in a short period of time that I know you're going to be a benefit to the people in the Rocky Mount area and going on into Virginia, like Petersburg and Richmond, Charlotte, all of those big stuff down there. It's going to make a difference. And I just want to thank you and to those persons that are on this phone, on this call. We can't help you if you don't let us know what your interest is and what your plans are. I hope that most people, if you're in a business and if Jahi is handling the taxes and offering opportunities for you, because remember, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Because you don't have to have all the answers. And I tell people it's a terrible person that's not willing to learn. A lot of times they will trick you. So if you've got resources, you can always bounce it off somebody else to see if an idea or a concept or what you're getting ready to get into, that you can check it out. Because most people are skeptical when you bring something that looks like they can make some money. So this is what we really want to encourage people to do. Today, we are still looking for people that have a company or a business that would like for us to show them first of how it works. You know, if you use a product and it works for you, then you can refer it to other people. But if you don't know what that product will do, it's pretty hard to sell something to somebody that you don't know about. We do it all the time. We see a great movie, and what do? We can't wait to tell somebody. It's the same way with business, first-time business people. Even if you've been in business and over, you have not made your mark, you have not met your goal, then one of the best things to do is to step back. Remember, time is on your side. You don't have to rush it. But find out who you know that might be able to share some information with you
that maybe will help you in your business.
Excuse me.
Remember that one. Go and take something to eat. Jahi, did we have someone else on the line? And ladies, did you have any other comments you wanted to make? Because I've enjoyed this.
Well, it's me.
Okay.
I would like for them to go out and watch that movie, you know?
Oh, yeah, One Love.
That One Love movie, yes.
I think it's still playing in most theaters, is it not? Is it still playing in the different movies?
It's still playing, yes. At some of the movie theaters, they could pull it up and see, you know, where it's playing.
Okay. Well, that would be good because we can get your thoughts on it. And
TV,
yes. Jahi, do we have anyone else on the line?
No, we don't have anybody else on the line. I tried to watch the movie online, and I pulled it up, paid for it, but it's just says pre-order, so.
That's what happened to me.
Yeah.
They want you to subscribe. First, they say that you can watch it, and then when you go to that channel, you really can't watch it. They want you to buy it.
Wow.
Just have the they have the short, like, what do you call that thing?
The trailer.
Okay.
The trailer, yeah, they just have the trailer on there. But remember this today, folks, what you should take away from this conversation today is that there is a department, out of Department of Commerce, that somebody is trying to roller skate on the phone. Okay, it's gone now. Okay. It sounded like somebody was trying to cook their cell phone, but I don't think but anyway, we hope that today you can take away the fact that there are resources that are free that are out there that you can use. And folks, get used to checking with your Commerce Department and checking with your mayor's office. And they can let you know, because a lot of times they have monies and things that come through that if we don't ask about them, they won't tell you. So there is money. And if you have a business, did you know that you can start a nonprofit, a private company can start a nonprofit company? So you can always get money through the nonprofit, and you can have your profit at the same time. And, of course, a person like Jahi, any accountant can tell you how to do that. It's not hard to do, but because if you start a nonprofit company, say from your company that you have, then you can start it. You can give it a different name, but your company would own it, and then you would be eligible for certain things that they have. I think it's been a while, but I think if you have a nonprofit that's under $750,000, you can be eligible. Am I right on that, Jahi? If you know or if you don't, I'm pretty sure that those numbers are good because we used to help people set them up. And when we set up ours, so that means that you can already be earning, as long as your nonprofit is not earning over $750,000, and it's free to join that association, which is done through the United States Commerce Department, then most people could qualify. I don't know too many folks that I know that have a nonprofit that's making more than that. That means they would assist you and invite you to special events. They would include you on a lot of the workshops, which they now have online. Most of the workshops are online. And they will put you on a mailing list. There are a lot of people. Most people that donate to nonprofits are private individuals. Did you know that? So you don't have to worry about that. Plenty of people out there, lots of them, that look for different nonprofits to donate money to. That's the largest group. We would think that big corporations, but they're not the largest one. No. And they put you on the mailing list. They would mail. They would have seminars. They have webinars. And then you could also get on the list where they could make announcements for different things, projects that they are willing to work on, like the energy reduction. Our project, the Safe Reentry Program, is part of the Clean Initiative that they have that by the year of 2030, which is only 6 years from now, that they won't have to cut their pollution down to a certain amount. So energy type companies or companies that work on energy projects, companies that work on green projects, did you know that like in marijuana, they're looking for different ideas and different projects, even in that field? So there are a lot of resources out there that you can avail yourself to that can be helpful. And of course, we assist people too. If you're part of the family and you want to be involved in some of the things that we're involved in, then you can do it. But folks, those of you that are in a new business, a young business, always remember that there is going to be a tomorrow and you need to make plans so that you can be a part of it and bring in people that you can trust and bring in people that you feel comfortable to work with. The good thing about your own business is that you can call the shot. You don't have to work with anybody that you don't want to work with or if they prove not worthy of whatever your standards are. Mm-hmm. But you should definitely have that. And I think, Jahi, I don't have a watch, but my brain is telling me that we probably are almost out of time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now we got 14.
Do you have anything you want to say to these ladies? Or ladies, do you have anything else that you want to say?
Well, this is Janice. I wanted to say, Dr. Mel, thank you for having a plethora of information where we can share with other individuals about grants and businesses and things of that sort. Thank you for bringing your information to the forefront. And thanks for sharing, because there's people out here that's trying to block minorities from doing business, you know?
Absolutely. Yes, they are. Glad you mentioned that. Yeah.
So we need to keep on, you know, sharing with one another on things that we can do to
absolutely
to become independent and job providers.
Absolutely. And remember, knowledge is power. Knowledge
yes,
is power. And we know that, you know, we partner with and we support the National Black Unity newspaper. I say that every time I'm on, because all of us should make sure that we subscribe to that and that we have copies of that, because people that are in business, that's where we advertise and that's where we can get the best bang for our bucks. And that's where we know we have someone or something that is going to be working for us. The articles that they put in and many articles they put in, just because they know a person is in that business and you can write articles. But we definitely want to support that. And if we put our resources together behind different projects, everybody's not going to rise at the same time, but one at a time, and we decide that we're going to help somebody because someone helped us, that's
right.
How we can do that. And it's a critical time for us to do that, folks, not to be silent. You know, you can't demonstrate. We've done that. Going out and walking in the street and getting knocked up beside the head and a dog biting you and all that kind of stuff. People spitting in your face. You know, that was all done. We don't need to do that anymore. But our power should come from what we do in organizing, because that frightens people. When you develop a power that they can't take away from you, and when you have a block of people that can determine who calls the shots, then you've learned how we can get together. They have programs to separate us. And when you look at people on TV, you got to watch being tricked. Sometimes they will put people on TV that are not, say, Black Americans. They may have come from someplace else. They just look like they are Black Americans. And that misrepresentation makes us think, well, other Black people are supporting them. That's not true. What are the tricks that they do? Is they go and find people who are new to this country and don't know about the politics. So they get them, give them a little bit of money just to sit and be in a crowd. So to the public, it looks like, oh, they have a lot of us working for them. So just remember that. Don't be tricked. As my dad used to say, watch out. Keep one eye open. I'm glad he said that a long time ago, because that's only I only got one eye to keep open. So that shouldn't be hard for me to do. And you guys do the same thing. And we're going to have some fun together. This is a family. You can call on us, and you can call Jaheed. He knows how to get in touch with me. And I know that they're putting a separate link on so that you can directly have your comments or your ideas come to us.
Yeah,
I will share
the information a lot of people to let them know, you know, that they can get help with you know, by communicating, you know, with people. So I will share the information with you all.
Yep. And we're gonna ask you for some information. I happen to know that you guys are gonna be doing something in Panama, a big show in Panama.
Yes, we do.
Right? Huh?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We're going to festival.
Yeah, festival. That's going to be in July?
In June.
Oh, it's going to be in June. Okay. Well,
yeah.
I'm hoping that maybe one of our travel partners can see about what it would take for us maybe to take a group over there, because that's something that, you know, you can grow in your business, you can have fun in the business at the same time. We also are going to be teaching people how to play golf. If you don't know how, we're going to teach you so that you can play in our golf tournament. And be on the lookout, because we're going to have the first National Unity People's Award. National Unity People's Award. And we're going to pick people that are not politicians. And some of you will probably be offered that award. It's going to be held this year, I think in the month of May, and we're going to get a flyer out with all the information. So if you get selected, or if you know somebody you can recommend, then let us know. So this is going to be a pretty good, I think, podcast, whatever we call it, blog, that will share information that you can use, and you certainly will be on top of a lot of the fun events that we plan to do at the same time. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Jaheed. Thank you both. Thank you all.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh,
Jaheed, will you close us out?
Hello?
I'm sorry.
I wanted to know, do you ever...
Do I ever do anything?
Yes, go ahead.
What did you say? Go ahead.
I was trying to see, does she ever do anything in North Carolina, the cooking part? Jamaican.
Oh yeah, she can travel and do stuff. Yeah.
I'll travel.
Do you ever do any events here?
No, I never.
Not yet.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Because we're gonna help her expand that in a marketing thing. And that's something that a leader like yourself could always request it, and we can put together something there. But they are learning like everybody else in terms of the expansion of the business. You know?
Okay, gotcha.
They can, but that would be, that would be your control. Okay.
All right. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Wendy.
Jahi?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Wendy. Yes, Dr. Butler, thank you, and thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Well, dear listeners.
You're welcome.
And blessing goes to you all.
A quick question. People want to know how they can get the program once it's been aired. I forgot to say that. Can you tell them what they need to do if they want to listen to this program? Send you guys an archive or something. Can you take a couple of minutes? I think we still got a few minutes to let them know how do they do that.
One, they can text me at 252-458-3712. And say, you know, in the text, they provide them the link to the program, and I can provide them the link to this program. But they also, if they go to Blog Talk Radio and pull up Home Based Business 101, then they can see all of our programs that we've done.
Okay, Doctor, go ahead again because I'm driving. You said
Two ways to get to the program. One is text me at 252-458-3712. And just, you know, put in there you want the link to the program. And
link.
I'll text you back. I'll text you back the link.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
And the other way is if you go to blogtalkradio.com and pull up Home Based Business 101, and you can see all of the programs I've been doing on here since 2007.
Okay.
And I got into this platform because originally I wanted to do a program on WLOB. But I didn't have the $5,000 to program.
Okay.
And so person told me, well, you know, hey, go to Blog Talk Radio because you still got to be your own listening audience. And so, hey, been here ever since 2007.
Okay, we keep in touch, Dr. Butler. And thank you very much for bringing this program on. Very interested.
We will make it grow, Paulette, and thank you for taking the time to join us and share with us your thoughts and what you do. All right?
Thank you very much.
You tell Pauline we missed her, and I know that one day we'll get a chance to talk to her also.
Okay, you too. Thanks. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. I just want to close out with this. When in my heyday, when I used to apply for funding for my nonprofit, there was an organization in Baltimore that ran the water taxi business. And I didn't know that they had a nonprofit under the water taxi business. So you can have a nonprofit under your water taxi. But I thought, well, they don't make enough money doing water taxi, and they do the water taxi business in the harbor. And I was saying, how am I supposed to compete with them? And hey, they operate on many different levels. So there's a lot of different levels that you can operate in business. Just that we are so used to the mom and pop business format that we don't see that far. So.
And we miss a lot of money. Spend
your mind and spend your horizons. And with that said, that concludes our show for today. You got anything you want to close out with, Dr. Butler?
No, sir. I think great show. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right. I'll close out with our theme song.
I am, it's the power of the day.
Mm-hmm.